SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the Israel-Hezbollah peace talks are going well, but there's no deal yet.
We believe that the trajectory of this is going in a very positive direction. But, again, nothing is done until everything is done. Nothing's all negotiated until everything is negotiated. And, we need to keep at the work to see it through so that that we can actually get the ceasefire for which we've been working for so long and so hard.
Meanwhile, Israeli airstrikes are hitting Lebanon with airstrikes. As negotiations progress toward a ceasefire between the country and Lebanon-based Hezbollah militants, Lebanon reported that at least 12 people were killed Monday as explosions lit up the sky and airstrikes hit targets in Beirut and Tyre, a southern port city. The Thanksgiving travel rush is on, with some 80 million people venturing at least 50 miles from home for the holiday, and weather could be an issue. Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says both coasts will get hit with unsettled weather this week.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday. And then the attention is going to shift towards the eastern U.S. as a storm system begins to develop and affect the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley to the east coast, with likely some areas of rain, locally heavy rain. And then there's going to be some potential for snow.
Federal prosecutors have moved to abandon two criminal cases against Donald Trump, acknowledging that Trump's return to the White House will preclude attempts to federally prosecute him. On Wall Street, the Dow by 444 points. This is SRN News. President Trump nominates a former pastor.
His selection to head the Department of Veterans Affairs is Doug Collins, who pastored a Southern Baptist church in Georgia and presently serves as a chaplain in the Air Force Reserves. Most recently, he was a congressman from Georgia who was defeated in a Senate campaign in 2020. SBC spokesman Doug Carver tells Baptist Press, quote, "I am grateful for people like Doug who have sacrificially served our country and continue to do so." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Researchers at Harvard and Georgetown universities have produced an analysis of why President Trump did so well with Hispanics in the election. It contends Hispanic voters who hold socially conservative social views but might otherwise have voted Democrat are offended by Democratic politicians' use of the gender-neutral term Latinx. That term is used to explicitly include gender minorities. This is SRN News. Russian media say a British national has been arrested while fighting for Ukraine.
Russia's state news agency TASS says a British national, James Scott Rice Anderson, has been captured while fighting alongside Ukrainian troops in the Kursk region of Russia, which is partially occupied by Ukrainian forces. TASS quotes him as saying he had served as a signalman in the British Army for 4 years, then joined the International Legion of Ukraine. Anderson reportedly served as an instructor for Ukrainian troops and was deployed to the Kursk region against his will. If confirmed, it would be the first publicly known case of a Western national captured on Russian soil while fighting for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian man's been convicted of treason and sentenced to 14 years in prison after being found guilty of high treason for a video he sent to Ukraine's security services. More details at srnnews.com.